You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Five candidates remain in the running to be Kalamazoo's next city manager. The city commission interviewed all five candidates yesterday and have decided not to narrow the pool for now. Current manager Ken Collard is taking advantage of the city's early retirement program. The commission will meet again next week. Emily Monticelli covers Kalamazoo City Government for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
So people who are reading MLive today will see your report that some of the commissioners seem underwhelmed by this field of candidates. What are their specific concerns?
You know, a few of the commissioners just had concerns about what they heard in yesterday's interviews. It was a long day, you know, with hour-long interviews with each candidate. And at the end of the day, some of the commissioners just didn't seem to be wowed by any one or two people.
I want to go to a couple of quotes here from your story that I think are pretty interesting. One from Barb Miller. I didn't really feel like any one of these could be city manager, Miller said, noting that they felt like deputy city manager candidates.
Right. She also stressed the need for the city to have a good fit in the city manager, someone who seems like they fit well in Kalamazoo. And to her, you know, based on her comments from last night, at that moment, she just didn't know if she had found that person.
And then Stephanie Moore said, I wasn't as comfortable with the turnout in the pool and how things happened. I think we've got more searching to do. I don't think we exclude these folks, but goodness. When she says we've got more searching to do, and we should say here that Stephanie Moore is just one commissioner, so she doesn't get to make this decision alone, does that seem to indicate that Stephanie Moore at least wants to entertain the possibility of finding more candidates to interview?
Yes, absolutely. And there was a little bit of talk last night at the end of this meeting about whether they go back completely. You know, on the other hand, Commissioner Don Cooney said, you know, no, there are some good candidates here. I think, you know, he said that he had a couple top candidates in mind, two or three, that may be able to be city manager. And so, on the other hand, he did not feel that they needed to go back to the drawing board and start any search or look for new people.
And if some commissioners said they felt underwhelmed by the pool, David Anderson said he felt overwhelmed by the amount of information he received. But David Anderson also seemed to think that there's some quality candidates, correct?
Yes. He and Bob Sinabro in particular spoke up about being comfortable to move forward and whittle the pool last night. Both of them, you know, seemed to think that they had some good quality candidates there. David Anderson wasn't the only person who felt overwhelmed. It seemed like everyone, all of the commissioners, felt a little bit overwhelmed just because of the sheer volume of information they got yesterday.
And a long day of meetings as well. What's the next step now for the city commission? What do they do in terms of trying to find a city manager?
Sure. So they will meet next Wednesday, May 29th at 7 a.m., basically to further deliberate. They're going to take the long holiday weekend to reflect on their notes, reflect on the candidates, and then come in with, you know, a rested minds and a fresh perspective next Wednesday to really talk about where they go from here.
Is there a date that anyone has stated on the city commission by which they absolutely want to make sure they have someone hired?
You know, earlier in this process, Mayor Bobby Hopewell had mentioned May 30th. You know, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. That didn't seem like a hard and fast deadline, though. And it seems like they're more concerned about finding the right person than by fitting this into a particular timeline.
And Ken Collard's actual retirement is not until early next year, correct?
Right. The official retirement date that we've been told is by January 2014.
Now, I want to talk a little bit here in the minute or so that we have left about what the next city manager, whomever that turns out to be, is going to walk into. And this is a quote from your story yesterday from David Anderson, a city commissioner. We won't really have a honeymoon time for our new city manager to get here and get used to it and coast in for a couple of years. What specifically is he referring to?
So specifically, he's talking about this deficit for 2014 that the city's facing. It's about a $2.5 million deficit. Now, keep in mind that they're finishing up this early retirement program that was instituted along with some other cuts to save the city about $6 million to close that $6 million deficit. So, you know, they're still facing some cuts and some issues. That's what he's referring to.
All right. Emily, thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
Emily Monticelli covers Kalamazoo City Government for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. The Kalamazoo City Commission interviewed five candidates yesterday for city manager. They've decided not to narrow the pool for now, and they will meet again next week.